Om Shanti, good morning. So today's magic of blessing. May you be an altruistic server who has no desires for attainment and is ignorant of the knowledge of desire and remains constantly full. So may you be an altruistic server who has no desire for attainment and is ignorant of the knowledge of desire and remains constantly full. Explanation: all attainments automatically come in front of those who are altruistic servers. However, even if attainments come in front of you, you must not accept those attainments. If you have some desire, then while having all attainments, you would experience a lack and would always consider yourself to be empty. So be ignorant of the knowledge of desire and remain full of all attainments. At the confluence age, continue to swing in the swing, Jule, of whatever imperishable attainments you have received from Bab Dada, and you will not make any mistakes. At the confluence age, continue to swing in the swing of whatever imperishable attainments you have received from Bab Dada, and you will not make any mistakes. So, Baba is talking about altruistic server. What is altruistic server? Paropkari. Niswarth. Yeah. So, other words for it is charitable. The person who is charitable, very generous, doing selfless service. Philanthropist, as Baba says in Sakar Murlis. Benevolent. So, a person who is doing unselfishly service towards some other person or for the welfare of others, but he does not think of himself, he will not think of his time, his pleasures, his comforts, is known as an altruistic server. Yesterday, one message came: what makes you wealthier? So it says like this: wealth is never measured by what you have, but what you can give away. You are rich with money when you can afford to donate. You are rich with love when you can give love freely. You are rich with God when you can behold your enemy with compassion. Letting go makes you wealthier. So here also, like Baba tells us to be altruistic, without that expectation. Here Baba is saying that become ignorant of the knowledge of desire. There should not be any expectation that I am doing this for the other person to have a feeling that he'll praise me, or I'll get appreciation, I'll get support, or I'll get something from the other person. So that is the altruistic server. And this person will perform action at the cost of himself and sacrificing his own time, comfort, pleasure, and giving others without expectation. There is a theory of psychology or psychological egoism, and that suggests that no act of sharing, helping or sacrificing can be described as truly altruistic, because this psychology believes that there is an inward reward. The person who is altruistic will get an inward reward of personal gratification. He himself will feel very happy. So that is an inward reward. But true altruistic will not expect for the reward also. So that is altruistic. And a different religion has given emphasis on altruism. All the religions, Islam, Christianity, Buddhism, Jainism, Sikhism. Like in Buddhism, they say love and compassion are components of all Buddhism. And Dalai Lama once said that the more we care for the happiness of others, the greater our own sense of well-being becomes. The more we care for the happiness of others. And Jainism also preaches ahimsa. Live and let live. Non-violence, compassion for all living things. And Christianity also speaks about altruism. In Pauline phrase, it is mentioned that love seeks not its own interests. You love others without any interests. And Saint Thomas Aquinas said, you should love your neighbor as you love yourself. And we know Mother Teresa, how she served the world selflessly. So these are some of the examples of altruism in religion. And if we see our yagya, and we see our dadis, Brahma, Baba, Mamma, they are all altruistic servers. Like the biggest example in front of us today is Gulzar Dadiji. Like she has given her body for godly service. Once Dadi was asked that, Dadi, you don't feel that, you don't get to see Bab Dada Milan. And God enters your body and then you are serving us. So Dadi said, no, I feel very happy that at confluence age, I am serving through my body also. And you children are getting that fruit and I'm happy for that. So this is an example. And if we see Dadi Janki, how she is serving, even with that so much illness also, she wants to come forward, she wants to serve the children, she wants to talk to people. And once Dadi was admitted in hospital a few years back, and she was not well, and early morning Hansa Ben called all of us to her room. And we thought she is not well, but why Hansa Ben is calling us? So when we all gathered, so Hansa Ben said, you people are her medicine. That's what she wants, to meet children. She wants to serve. She cannot stay without seva. She cannot stay without serving people. So they don't think about their health. Even when we see Dadi, when she's not well, she's going out and she's serving, she's giving lectures, so many things. And I remember Badi Dadi Ji also, how she was, she's also an altruistic server, how she served, sacrificing their own time. You know, when we get up early in the morning, we feel that afternoon, 1 hour, we should sleep. But these dadis, they never thought so. Once there was an incident where a sister came to meet Dadi, and Dadi was sleeping, so the other sister did not allow her to meet Dadi. And okay, she gave an envelope and gift, and she came back to Madhuban upstairs. Then Dadi got up, and then that sister said, one sister had come and she gave this. So Dadi said, why didn't you wake me up when she came to meet me? So she said, no, you were resting, so how can I wake you? So Dadi said, no, I want to meet that sister. And then there was an announcement here, and then that sister called down. And Dadi said, I will not eat food till you make that sister come down and meet me. So see how our Dadis are. Even Brahma Baba also, how he sacrificed his time for children. When children used to come to Madhuban, and Baba always took care of this, that whenever children were leaving from Madhuban, even if it was afternoon time, even when it was resting time, Baba made a point that he wants to meet children. So he will sacrifice his time of resting also. And in Hindi classes, Sushil Bhai mentioned Chiman Bhai. Chiman Bhai is also altruistic server, if you say. He serves anytime, anybody. We see him coming to the hospital. Sometimes he will come with the fruits and he will cut fruits for the patients. Sometimes people will sit for evening yoga, but he will do some yoga and he will come to the hospital to read Murli to a sister who is admitted. And this is going on since so many months. And he takes care of everybody. Sometimes he will sacrifice his Amrit Vela and come with the patient at 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock to the hospital. So not caring for the self and serving others is altruistic service, and not expecting that they are going to pat my back and say, oh, you did a good job. So like that, even Madhuban Nivasis also are serving to the world without expectation that they will receive some praise and appreciation. So what qualities a altruistic server should have? How can we also become? What things we should imbibe in us that we become an altruistic server? Surrendered intellect. That I have surrendered my body to yajna now, and I have to serve this yajna. That surrendered intellect. Compassion. Qualities of compassion, qualities of mercy, care, support. All these qualities should be with in us, cooperation. So giving without expecting. So this is one. Yeah, all are my family. Like he said, no, Chiman Bhai doesn't feel that he is in BK or non-BK. He will serve everybody. So like that. So it's everybody is my family. All are God's children, and I have to serve them. Then to know my own responsibility, that it is my responsibility now to serve the world. God has given me that responsibility. And to have that feeling that people in the world are really peaceless now. They are very unhappy. And Baba has given me that responsibility that I have to serve the world now. And they are thirsty. So Baba has sent me for their service. So being that, then keeping in mind that who am I? I am a deity in temple, so I should not ask for things, but I should give. So keeping that self-respect always in our intellect that I am a deity in temple and I am here to give everybody. From morning when I step out in my karma, in my department, today I am going to give and not expect things from others. So this is one. Then knowing my own role, my own responsibilities, what is my part in the drama? Like we heard the class hero, zero to hero. If I am a hero, if I am playing the part of hero in this drama, then what a hero will be like? A hero is a person who will be an altruistic server, who will be serving the world without expectation. So all these things. Anything else? Master donor, yes, Mahadani, master donor, will give and give without expectation. Yes, I am an instrument, and it's not I and my, but I am an instrument who is serving to everybody. That feeling should be there in our mind. Anything? Purvaj, I am an ancestor. I am here to give. So I keep myself here. Even if somebody is disturbing me, even if somebody is creating any problems for me, I will still forgive that person. But I am here to give only. Because I am an ancestor, keeping that elevated self-respect in our mind. That will also help us to become an altruistic server. Okay? That's it. Om Shanti.